Now, if you're following my presidential journey.
That's not a normal sentence. Just Sorry.
Listen in close, guys.
I don't know if we can call it your presidential journey. I think what we can say is you have declared yourself the president of New South Wales.
The self-proclaimed unofficial. And look, I didn't know I'd be the first president of New South Wales, but Sarah planted the idea last week calling me this.
Hello, Mr. President Gawndy.
Hello, Mr. President Gawndy. And I thought, well, maybe I can run with that.
Sure, why not?
And help the people of New South Wales, because I've been the self-proclaimed unofficial. Official mayor.
That's right.
Need to take it to another level.
Take it to the top, like right to, you know, the big wig stakes of Mr. President status. So if you have an issue, President of New South Wales at gmail.com, because naturally you've set up a Gmail account.
Yeah, Gmail's the only thing I really know how to use properly. So it is, yeah, President of NSW at gmail.com. And you can hit me up with anything you
like. Anything. Like, what are we talking?
Well, this is the thing.
I'm guessing that people are sending through their congratulations that you are the president of New South Wales, because it's great.
Yeah,
huge.
Definitely getting a lot of that stuff. So a few congrats are in order.
Are there
of
any
course.
Like you taking requests for action, like campaigns that need funding, implementations, policy reviews?
You'll love this one. Hayden says, "G'day, G-Tran."
Yeah.
Using my old radio name, so I'm getting a bit of G-Tran
good one,
gear.
Hayden. Good one.
Haydos said, "Ahoy to the new president."
Yes, ahoy.
Keep up. I think that's a Hamish and Andy reference. Must listen to a lot of radio.
Okay. Or it could just be how Hayden just talks to people.
Possibly. One or the other.
I don't think Hamish and Andy are the only people that ever said ahoy.
Oh, that's how they start a lot of their chats. Ahoy.
Okay.
Yeah. So he goes on to say, "Keep up the good work. Loving what you guys do on the radio."
That's nice.
"Have you considered making the presidential van bulletproof with your upgrades?"
Oh.
Ooh, not bad, Haydos. Not bad at all,
good
my friend.
Suggestion. Bit extreme.
Yes, but now that I am, of course, it is something I need to consider. And it goes in next week, the van, so
we
will do this.
We don't carry guns around in Australia, so I don't feel like bulletproofing the van is totally necessary.
The G-Tram can never be too careful, Matt. Greg and Tanya message through. "Dear President, we would like to lobby for a 4-day work week."
I'm with you.
"We know this pops up a lot."
Yep.
"But we fear with your presidential powers, you could get this over the line."
Did I say we fear?
It says, "We fear with your presidential powers. We think you have the power to get this over the line."
Damn straight, President Gawnd, get that on the agenda.
So I'll work on that, guys.
4-day work week. We've been gunning for that for, look, I'm going to say decades.
I don't know why it's not already done. If I was the official president of New South Wales, it'd be in the books.
100%. I think productivity would go down, and that's why it hasn't been approved just yet. But still, we can hope.
Brad Gordon says,
"Brad,
can you give me a shout out? My name's Brad." Brad, consider it done, my friend. That's the sort of stuff the president can do.
That's so good.
Shout out to Brad.
Can you say my name? All right, Brad.
One last one that I got
go
on the
for
Gmail.
It. This is great.
President of NSW at gmail.com. And I reply to everyone, by the way.
Good. Of course, you should. Oprah replies to all of her emails.
Oprah, we're talking about her after 8:30 this morning. Emma Fry says, and just keep that last name in mind, Emma Fry.
Emma Fry.
"Hey, I love cooking. I love cooking with Marley Spoon. And I'm pretty sure you would too. You can get your first box free by using my link."
Are you getting sponsored? Are you getting promo
that's
stuff?
Not, well, that's just her trying
that's
to get
spam.
Me on board. So that I think she gets more money that way,
did
right?
Did that go into your spam?
No, it went straight to the presidential inbox. So nothing being vetted
put that into the promotions category. I think if someone's just blatantly promoting Marley Spoon, got to say, though, it's a great meal kit delivery service.
Is it good? You've used it?
I've used Marley Spoon. We're on Dinnerly at the moment, which is just a more budget-friendly option for the family.
First box free. Surely the president gets a little bit more than that.
Not sponsored.
I'm a Herbie Door kind of guy too, you know?
Herbie Door kind of guy.
I like Herbie Door, plant-based meals delivered fresh to your door, as said on the credit sheet we
Whatever
have here this morning.
Food you want to send to the front door, everyone's on board for that idea, right?
Surely
am
I
right?
The president gets more than one box, you would think. I mean, if you're going to send me stuff, send me more than just a free box, please.
What are you asking for, mate? As the president, you can make very specific requests.
Anything you've got for free. Producer Matt's got something out there.
What do you got, buddy? Oh, that's the whistle.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. That means we've got to wrap it up.
Oh, is that the present that Maz got you for your birthday? The stopwatch and when things are going too long?
That's it. And he blew the whistle, right. So wrap it up.
The president has been silenced, guys. But yes. If you want to get in touch, president of NSW at gmail.com, baby.